keep clapping, keep clapping. And please take your seats as we invite the sweet ministry of Ida. Night, Luansha. We are about to experience something you have never experienced before. God has sent you his servant, anointed with power. And tonight, this visitation is bringing healing, salvation, deliverance for everyone in Luansha. If you are excited as I am, then rise to your feet and welcome Evangelist Dad Kiwanmel.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands, Father. Thank you for tonight and your great power that is released in Luansha. Thank you that Satan is forced to bow in this city. Thank you that the power of wickedness is broken in the name of Jesus. Tonight is a night of miracles, salvation, healing, breakthrough, deliverance from evil. Thank you, Father, for these wonderful things you have done. Thank you for your power. Thank you that Luansha will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are very excited to be here tonight. And first of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Luansha. We are so happy to be here with you. And we thank you for opening your hearts to receive Healing Jesus campaign in your city. If you had not welcomed us, we couldn't come here. And I pray that your ministries are going to increase and grow powerfully after this time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We also want to thank our mayor for gracing this occasion with your presence. Thank you for your support. We thank the government for their support for Healing Jesus campaign. Since Livingston and all the cities, we have had the support of the government. So we thank you, Mayor. Please come again tomorrow. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are expecting the devil to bow his knees in your life tonight in the name of Jesus? 1 John, my message is entitled, For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. God sent his Son to destroy the works of the devil.
1
John 3 verse 8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. The devil is a sinner.
At 1 John ileti ibabelenga ilelando kovati chiwa muvembu ukufumana kuntendekelo elo yonse uchitolubembu nishi muvembu.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Tonight, Jesus Christ is being manifested here to destroy anything that the devil has done in your life. Whatever the devil is doing in your life, tonight is the last night of that activity in Jesus' name.
If you chiwa achita mumwe wenu, ubushikubalelo, ebushikubakubekelekubakubekeshako.
The Bible says that the devil sinned from the very beginning. He's the sinner. He's the original sinner. It's not us. It's the devil.
Ichebo chakwalesa chilela ndoktila ukumase kutendeka. Chiwa alibake uwakube mbuka. Entuntu kilo ya lube mbute ifwe yo.
We are not the only creatures on this planet.
Ifwe tatulifye ububumbofye weka.
Human beings are not the only people in Zambia. Yeah. Human beings are not the only creatures in Zambia.
Hello, avantu te fintu fefieka ifyolesa apangile te gumbo febeko babapoyo.
When Adam and Eve were put in the Garden of Eden, they thought they were the only people.
Ilio Adam na Eva, baba vikile mwibala ya Eden, vale monoktila tilimbi Eva, ntufebe kabadiko.
But soon, they met somebody who had been around before they came.
Elo nomba, panishte inono, vaisa kumanya umuntu uadiko, ilio vena tabala bako.
And that person was the serpent, the devil.
Elo no yumuntu aline satana insoka.
Hey! Now, when the devil came to Adam and Eve, he spoiled everything.
Ilio satana aishile kuri Adam na Eva, alisa wana ola fionse.
Now, a serpent is a very dangerous animal.
Elo insoka.
But the Bible says the Lord will punish the piercing serpent. And tonight, any serpent operating in your life is to be punished by God.
Hallelujah.
One day I met a man who told me a story. He said he was not a serious Christian. So on Sunday, sometimes he doesn't go to church. So he said one Sunday, he went to a waterfall. Do you know waterfall? Like Victoria Falls, yeah. But it was not as big as Victoria Falls. A smaller one. One that you can bath under. So he wore his swimming shorts.
On
Sunday morning, when he should have been in church, he was under the waterfall, enjoying the water. Let this be a warning for all those who call yourself Christians but you don't go to church.
So
the man was under the water and he was whistling. Suddenly, there was a snake that was moving in the water like this. And it came over the waterfall and came around him like a necklace.
Hey!
Hey. And the snake was a viper. And it just bit him like that. He told me he was rushed to the hospital. Emergency.
Emergency unit.
And he became unconscious. For 6 weeks, he was between life and death. Sometimes as if he's dead, or he's alive, or he's dead. And he said half of his skin came off. Half of where the snake bit him, all the skin came off, half of his body.
Elo ena arife pakati kamfwa no mweo. Elo na inkanda yadi tampa ukula ubuka pamubidi wakwe.
So, when he told me, I realized, then he told me that God healed him.
Hello, and
since then, he's always in church on Sundays.
Because
he almost died. But I learned something. When a snake bites you, you see that you'll be balancing between life and death. Not normal. And this is what happened to Adam and Eve. Since the serpent bit them, the whole of the human race is balancing between life and death. Even in Zambia, where you say you are a Christian nation, there are so many problems here. Poverty. No jobs. Alcohol. Drinking. Stealing. HIV.
Hey.
So you see that Luansha is balancing between life and death. We don't know whether we are alive or we are dead. Because of the serpent, Satan's bite has affected all of us. That is why when God saw Eve, he asked her a question. He said, what is this you have done? What is this problem you have brought to the world? Because Adam said it was his wife who introduced him to the
serpent.
So when God saw Eve, he said, what is this you have done? What is this? He saw Luansha. all the problems in Zambia, Zimbabwe. You know, one day I went to a country. They told me that they don't bury people horizontally. You don't lie down. They buried them standing. Because the cemetery was full. From HIV. So many people. You no longer rest. When you die, you are not resting. You are standing. Hey!
Hey!
These are the works of the devil. But tonight, God has sent Jesus Christ to destroy the works of the devil in your life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what devil is working in your life, but I am sure of one thing. Tonight is the last night of the devil having access to your life. Jesus has power over all devils. One day, Jesus came to the country of the
Gadarenes.
And a man who was living in the tombs came to meet him. A man had an unclean spirit. Nobody could bind this man. No one could control him. So if you are here and nobody can control you, it means the devil is in you.
Hey.
If nobody can advise you in Luansha, nobody can control you. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can tell you what to do. The Bible says the man had an unclean spirit. Tonight, every stubborn spirit is coming out of you in Jesus' name. And the man, the devil took the man to live in the cemetery. How many want to live in a cemetery? Because the reason why the devil took the man to live in the cemetery is because the devil wants to kill you. So he is trying to take you to the cemetery before your time. But I prophesy over you tonight. No one here will go to the cemetery before your time in Jesus' name. If you believe the prophecy, shout amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says they had often bound him with chains. But he plucked them off. Every superhuman behavior is demonic. The man was super strong. And the Bible says, night and day, he was crying and cutting himself with stones. This is the sign. This is the master sign of the presence of the devil. You are cutting yourself with stones. And at the same time, you are crying. You are doing what you don't like. It is destroying you. But you can't stop doing it. Hey! Like alcohol. You know that it's killing you. What do you call your local alcohol? The one that... Shibushe. Shibugu shake shake.
Shibugu shake shake.
Shibugu shake shake. Hey.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Shibugu shake shake.
Shibugu shake shake. Nangu kantobo.
And it is destroying you. But you cannot stop it. The man was cutting himself. And he was crying. But he would still cut himself. Everything you are doing that is destroying you, but you are still doing it. It shows the work of the devil in your life. Yes.
Amen.
You know that the person has HIV.
Now we should to moon to add HIV.
But you are still going there.
Hey.
Hey. It is killing you, but you are going there. Tonight, God is giving you power over all the works of the devil in your life. Now, the Bible says, when this man saw Jesus Christ, he ran. He ran and worshipped Jesus.
No, we are come up by Jesus Christ.
So you can see that worshippers also have demons in them. Worshippers. Because the man was a worshipper. Most of you go to church, you are walking. But this man ran when he saw Jesus, he started running. But the devil was in him.
Aye.
That is why you see people call themselves Christians, but sometimes you wonder if he's a devil or a Christian. But I see Satan coming out of you tonight in Jesus' name. Now Jesus said to the man, to the devil, come out of the man. Come out. And the demon was resisting. So Jesus asked, what is your name? Tonight, you must answer the name of the devil that is worrying you. You see, Christians don't like to tell the truth. If I call you and I say, hey, come. Nobody here will come. But if I call your name and I say, Vivaldi, come. You see, because the person whose name it is, come, Vivaldi, come, will respond. So, when you are dealing with the devil, you don't just have name, no name. You must say the name. This one is fornication demon. HIV demon. Shigi shigi, what is it called? Shake shake. Shibuku shake shake demon.
Hey!
That is why Jesus said, what is your name? What is your name? And then the demon said, we are many, we are legion. That is 6,000 devils in one person who is going to church, 6,000.
Hey.
Tonight, how many demons are in you?
One
day I was casting demons out of a young person. They were about
36. Wow.
36 of them.
36.
And they were, well, as they were coming out,
then
it was left with 17. Then left with 15. Left with 4.
Till
the last one. It took us about 3 hours. Before all of them, 36 of them came out. Tonight, whatever is in you that has made you a house is coming out tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey.
Hey.
So now, the devils said, please send us into the swine. That is, the pigs, the pork. So the devils came out and they went into the pigs. But when the pigs felt the demons coming into them, the demons said, ah, we would rather commit suicide than to stay with all these devils. So the demons ran into the water. Even though they couldn't swim, they ran into the water to die. They said, we would rather die than have all these devils in us.
Hey.
Now, this is the reason why some people don't eat pork. But one day I was casting out devils from a young man. I said, come out! And I asked the demon, where are you going? And the demon said, we are going into some chickens outside. There were some chickens outside. So, and I said, come out. All the demons came out straight to the chickens that were outside. So now you don't have to eat pork or chicken. That is why you must pray before you eat. Yes.
Yes.
So whether it's pork or chicken, you pray, Father, bless my food. In Jesus' name. So then this man was delivered. And immediately, he saw that he was naked. He started to cover himself. You see, when the devil is in you, you can't see your real condition. People will tell you every day, but you will never believe. When the devil has come out, you see your real condition. So the man put on his clothes and became a normal person. People used to feel sorry for this man till he met Jesus. Tonight, whatever makes people feel sorry for you, you are delivered from that thing in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes people say sorry, tonight God is setting you free from that power. So tonight, Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, the very first work of the devil is to make you sin. Yes. The When Satan came to Adam and Eve, what did he make them do? What did he do? He made them disobey God. He made them sin. It is the devil that has been making us fall into sin.
Hey.
Because he knows that once we sin, we are in trouble.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's very happy because he wants us to come to hell, to be with him in hell, so that he will frighten us in hell and torment us. Satan wants to torment you in hell. So he has come to Luanshya and all over Zambia to force people and induce them to sin. And many of you have already fallen. Many of you have already fallen. That's why God sent me here. How many of you here are liars? You are a liar. Like you are liars. Wait. How many of you have told lies before? Since you were born? How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born? Raise your hand. What about the pastors and the mayor? Hey! Look at the pastors and the bishops. Even the mayor has confessed tonight. So Luanshya is full of liars. This is the work of the devil. Because he knows that if we sin, that's it. Okay. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. Pure jealousy. At the back, jealousy. What about the pastors? And the mayor. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a very important question. This is the work of the devil. All thieves, if you are here and you are a thief, raise your hand. All thieves. Okay, on stage, all thieves. Now, look. Okay, wait. How many have stolen something before? If you have stolen something before, raise your hand. If you steal something, what are you called? If you steal something, what is your name? What are you called? You are a thief. So, all thieves, raise your hand. Thieves. What about the thieves on stage? Hey. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen stew before? You have stolen before. Your mother comes to the kitchen and the big stew, only bones are left. The meat is gone. So Luanshya is full of what? Liars, jealousy, thieves. Nakabolala. Hey. Do you think there are thieves in heaven? No. If there are thieves in heaven, it means God has to build police stations to look after the thieves in heaven.
Yes.
How many of you are fornicators. You've been sleeping with people. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. This one, some of you have to raise two hands and even your legs. Raise your hand if you know you are a fornicator. What about the pastors and the mayor? Look at the pastors. They are not saying, oh, your lies are now 101. Hey.
Hey.
So you see, shh. Listen carefully.
Unfiction.
God could see. The Bible says that we are born in sin. Your mother will never teach you to steal, but before you realize, you are a natural thief. And this is what Satan wants. But God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus, including you and you and you, if you believe in Jesus, you will not perish but have everlasting life. So God sent Jesus to destroy all the works that Satan has done in your life. So what was Jesus going to use to destroy the works of the devil? On the night that Jesus was to be arrested, he took a cup and he said, "This is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the remission, forgiveness of sins." You see, Jesus Christ could have continued preaching more stories, more parables, more nice messages, but none of these could wash away your sins and my sins.
Yesu Christu ngale fwaya ngali konke nyepo ukula shimikila lelo fionse fi te kutif miyepo luwe mbuluenu yo.
The Bible says all things are purged or cleaned by the blood.
And
without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of
sins.
Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing from Calvary. It's flowing. It's flowing. There is no way I can be here preaching if it is not for this blood. Without this blood, my sins would be with me. Yeah. Take somebody like this young lady. She was a sinner. So bad. Full of evil. So many bad things. So many sins. But one day, she met Jesus. And Jesus took his blood and washed her. Washed away all her sins. And Jesus cleaned her and made her pure. And today, you see her singing in the house of the Lord and worshiping the Lord. Is it not wonderful? I am asking you, is it not wonderful? What can water wash her sins away?
No.
What about orange juice? What about Coca-Cola? Even Omo and sunlight. No. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. The blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And tonight, I don't know what you've done. I don't know where you've been.
But
Jesus sent me to you so that he would destroy the works of the devil in your life. Tonight is a night for new beginnings. Don't hide and say Zambia is a Christian nation. All the sins don't say that Zambia is a Christian nation. If Zambia is a Christian nation, it's not nations that are going to heaven or hell. It's individuals, human beings. You must be born again. No matter the nation you are in. You need the blood of Jesus. How many want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins tonight? If you want to receive Jesus tonight, and you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then stand up and lift your hands like this. And I'm going to pray with you. If you don't want Jesus, no problem. But if you want him tonight to wash your sins, your hands must be up like this. And say this prayer. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am coming to you. Just as I am. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done all the sins.
I have done all the sins.
But tonight, I come to you. Please forgive me.
Please
wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With your wonderful blood.
With your wonderful blood.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my heart. And cleanse me.
And
wash me.
And forgive me.
For all my sins. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for coming
to die for me.
Thank you, God.
Say
thank you, Father,
for sending your Son
to die for me
on the cross.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
You died for me.
You shed your blood for me.
Tonight. It's my night. I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I'm turning around. No more fooling.
No more fooling.
Tonight, I am serious. I am turning around. And I'm coming to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Please write my name in the book of life.
Please write my name in the book of life.
My name is. Mention your name. Mention your name to God. Mention your full name. My name is. Please write this name in the book of life tonight. I am registering. I'm registering in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand and wave and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. From tonight, I am yours, Jesus. I'm yours. I will follow you from tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and healing me. Now lift up just your right finger like this. Only one finger. And say this after me. Say, Satan.
Satan.
Listen carefully.
From
tonight,
in the name of Jesus,
I bind you.
Satan,
I reject you.
I refuse you.
I curse you.
I refuse you
from my life.
In the name of Jesus.
From tonight,
I am a child of God.
From tonight,
I am washed by the blood of Jesus.
From tonight,
I am a new creature.
I am a new creature.
From tonight,
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I am a child of God.
Now lift your two hands like this and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. I love you, Jesus. Wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now take out your book. Take out your book. Quickly. Beautiful. Beautiful. Take out your book and wave your book. Wave your book. Wave your book. Wave your book. Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. From tonight, I am a child of God. I will be a strong Christian. I will serve God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I will read this book. I will serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
Nomba to ala pepa di dadi ne pepo mchivemba mukwangu fianya. Pakashita fia kanono if your my instructions. So mupepe one set pepele chapam. Lande na chimwelesa. Nami totela mubushikubalelo na sumina ukutela na libembuka kuchenso cheno ukulingana nechebo cheno mumutima wande ninche tekela ukutila Yesu Kristo umwana wakwalesa ali mfwelele pamusalaba pamulando wa masambi ande kukanwa kande nde yebelela nsambeni no mulopa wa kwa Yesu Kristo kukanwa kwande nde yebelela ukutila Yesu Kristo ule mfumo na isulo mtima wande isamu mtima wande ube mfumo yande no mpususi wande ule ntungulola munshila ishabololoke ukufumalelo neishi kupe mwelesa na mitotela pantfionsefie na lomba mwishina ya kwa Yesu Kristo. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow,
my Lord,
if you pray this prayer, it means you are coming back here at 6 a.m.
6 o'clock.
You are coming here. And when you come, we will teach you how to become a strong Christian from the book the evangelist gave you. And we also pray for you to receive your healing. All counselors must also be here tomorrow morning. Hallelujah!
It's time for miracles. Now the power of God is here. People are already being delivered from demonic powers. Yes, it's happening. Tonight the devils are running out of your life like, because fire is falling in this place now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No movement, please. Anyone falling down, screaming, bring the person in the front here. Because God is setting them free. Right now. Anyone here who is harassed by demon powers, put your hand on your head right now. I'm praying for you. Father, I thank you that you always hear my prayers. In the name of Jesus. I thank you that your power is here. Thank you that madmen are being set free tonight. Mental illnesses are being cured tonight. Every type of addiction is breaking tonight. In Jesus' name. Satan, come out of the people now.
Satan, afuma mubantu.
Come out.
Fuma.
I break the yokes of wickedness.
Na onaula amakodi yobe onse.
HIV spirits.
HIV. Imi pasha HIV.
Fornication spirits.
Imi pasha bulalelale.
Devil powers.
Imi amaka ya kwa Satan onse.
Come out of the people
fuma
now.
Mwishala kwa Yesu Kristo.
It's happening.
Village chika.
It's happening.
Village chika.
It's happening. Satan's power in your life is broken. It's broken. Devils are coming out. I see a snake. It's coming out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Every crooked serpent, twisting serpent, piercing serpent, you are finished. I say you are finished. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out. Now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hey, dragon spirits, monkey devils, wicked powers, tonight you are finished. I command witches and wizards, give up now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Something is happening. Something is happening. Pray, everybody pray. The power of God is here. Power of God is here. Power of God is here. Mando kapaya balamara malamara. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Foul spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God. My God. Strongholds are breaking. Strongholds are breaking. Strongholds are breaking. Powers of wickedness are breaking. I cast out devils. I cast out devils. I cast out devils. I cast out devils. In the name of Jesus. Come out of the people now. Let the people be free. Mabola sapara babanda laba. Meiro balaba banda laba ba. Meitolo mo shambara bika bele bele de. Mariondo lo mo kabara dali baba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Alex, this one out. This one out. Yeah, to the other side. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for mercies. Mando barabaka barada mamanda. Put your hand on your stomach. A demon is coming out of your stomach, out of your life. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be free from every demonic power. Come out in the name of Jesus. Mando karaba 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 karaba. Me lola mama mandala baba. May tara la babandala. May tara la babandala. May tara la babandala. May tara la babandala. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I command you out. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand, everybody. Lift your hand. Say the blood of Jesus. 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 I release the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus. Against the forces of wickedness. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In the atmosphere. The blood of Jesus. All forms of wickedness. All forms of darkness. All forms of devils. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I command you, clear out. Now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's happening. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Power tonight. Right now, I send fire. I send fire and judgment into the dark places. Where the devils are hiding in your soul, in your life, in your body. Fire from God. Fire. 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 Satan, you are finished. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fire. Wire. 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 Serpents, snakes and dragons, come out in the name of Jesus. Matora Baba. In the name of Jesus, every mad spirit, madness, psychiatric devils, you are finished tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, everybody, whatever sickness you have, look at it, look at it, look at it. It's a serpent. You are finished. Everybody says, Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished.
Now,
you are finished.
Now,
you are finished. Look at it. It's a dragon spirit. Come out. You are finished in the name of Jesus. All anaconda, python, serpents, black mamba spirits and vipers, your power is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Something is happening. Something is happening. Power is in manifestation. The power of God. The power of God. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Whatever sickness you have, put your hand there. There is somebody with a breast problem. God is healing you. Receive it. You couldn't walk. Put your hand on your leg now. God's power is here. God's power is here. You couldn't walk. Miracles are happening. You couldn't see. Put your hand on your eyes now. Many people who could not see, God is opening your eyes now. Jesus. Everybody pray, pray. Something is happening. Something is happening. Witches are being dispossessed of their possessions.
Hallelujah.
Mando kapara la babanda le babanda le. Maramanda balala manabali kapara la babanda. Mando balala birele mandele beke balanda birele birele. Lambara la mama. You had a stomach pain. Put your hand on your stomach. You could not have a child. You are barren. You could not have a child. Put your hand on your stomach. Something is happening now. God is blessing you. God is healing you. Whatever curse is operating in your life, I break it now in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Every pain is going now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Something is happening. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are, check yourself. Maybe you couldn't see. Open your eyes. You are seeing now. You couldn't hear. Check your ears quickly. Something is happening. Something is happening. Whatever problem you had, check it right now. God has done something. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, if God has touched you tonight, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. God's power has touched you tonight. If God has touched you tonight, lift your hand and come to the front, to the side here quickly. Not that you are hoping to be healed in the future, but right now you can see that something has happened. God has touched you. Quickly come to the front. If God has touched you, everybody put your hand on your heart right now. Father, thank you for wonderful miracles. So many miracles tonight. So many miracles. Somebody with a breast is being healed. Your womb is bleeding. You are being healed. Curses are broken in your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come quickly. Quickly, quickly, come to the front. To the side. Quickly. Come to the front and to the side.
Let's go. Tuami kala. Tuami sumbula. Lesa wa mutete.
If God touch you, come quickly to the front. Lord Jesus, now nobody should leave. Nobody should leave. I'm going to pray for everybody. No one, no, don't follow anybody who is leaving. We have not closed. There is power here. God is doing wonders. You are here, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Look at them over here. Olivia, Bidia. To pray for everybody now. Jesus, place your hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for every family. Thank you for healing. Thank you for mercies. Thank you that the works of the devil are broken in the lives of everyone here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let power flow. Let there be wonderful healing. In these 2 nights. In these 2 nights. Let every knee bow to the name of Jesus. Let your mercy flow. When we go to our home, let there be solutions to problems that have no solutions. Thank you for your mercy. I pray for everyone, Lord. I thank you for deliverance from the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Olivia, what is happening here?
Evangelist, mighty miracles are happening tonight.
Wow.
Since years ago,
tonight is just the first night. And the power of God, tonight is just the first night. Tomorrow night, I want everybody here to come to this crusade with 10 more people. How many are going to do that? Tomorrow night is the last night. Tomorrow night, the power of God will be 10 times more than
that.
How many are going to come with 10 people from your house? God is doing wonders. No one should leave. No one should leave. I will tell you when to leave. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, 6 years ago, this boy, they got up in the morning and he could not move. He could not move his body for 6 years. Tonight, after the prayer, he started jumping to the surprise of his grandma. Yes.
Wow!
Hey.
Going to talk, he or his mother? Sister. What happened?
He was unable to move his back and he was unable to stand.
So le lolo to achisa kuno, nishi umusana ore kali. Irini le twa mwa pisho kupepa. Akakurukano kakurukomsana wambo.
But today, after prayer, he began to move.
Wow.
Wow.
Young man, what has happened to you? At this just
talking to you, Mendo.
I'm healed.
You are healed.
Now, Pola.
Are you happy that you are healed?
Now, yes.
You are happy. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Pedia, what is this?
Evangelist, you mentioned breast lumps disappearing.
Breast lumps. This is the person.
She had a lump in her armpit, in the axilla. It has disappeared, Evangelist. After you prayed, it has disappeared.
Is it true, young lady?
Yes, it's true. I'm actually a nurse. I examined myself. And I've just examined myself, it's no longer there.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. This is a nurse. We are in, where are we?
Luansha.
We are in Luansha. And this is a nurse. A lamp just disappeared out of her breast.
Her
armpit. Axillary tail of the breast. Look at it. Satan is defeated. Father, thank you for your power tonight. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, look at this. This woman says, it was a big swelling. How big was it? Show the evangelist. Big like that. Over there. As you were praying, she touched it and she realized it began to shrink.
Wow.
Idea.
Is it true?
When he said, when you said, touch your head so that you can be healed from madness. Then I touched my head. Then I prayed. Then I started thinking, I started feeling it is shrinking bit by bit.
Has it changed?
It was huge. I wrapped the head sock there.
Wow.
Yes, now it is small. It's becoming small.
Give the Lord, this is a swelling of the scalp.
Yes.
Of the head.
Yes.
A tumor.
Yes.
And something has happened and it's disappearing.
Yes.
Then, Satan, your power is finished in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this is such a powerful miracle. This lady, since her childhood, she could not hear from both ears. Tonight, she can hear. And she responds when you speak to her.
What happened to you?
She said
she had problems with her ears.
And tonight, can you hear?
Yes.
She says yes, she's able to hear.
God's power has touched her. She could not hear, but now she can hear. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young man had pain in his testicles.
Pain in his where?
In his testicles.
Okay.
And he also had a rash there. After the prayer, both the pain and the rash disappeared.
Is it true?
Yes, it is true.
What happened?
I had rash in my private part. Then I had to visit a certain hospital there. I was attended to, but it couldn't go away. Immediately after you prayed for all the people here, it suddenly disappeared. Everything has gone. Yes.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout? Where is my doctor? Where's my Zambian doctor? Where's my Zambian doctor? Come and help me. What is this case? This is a
doctor.
What is this?
It could be an orchitis. It means an inflammation of the testes.
Orchitis.
Or tinea cruris. An infestation usually caused by
tapeworm.
By worms. Yeah. Worms. Either tinea cruris or orchitis.
Wow. That has
on my under my ano. Yeah, but it couldn't heal me.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Take this one out. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
take this one out. Take this out. Vidya, what is this?
Evangelist, another breast lump has disappeared.
Breast?
Yes.
What happened to you, my dear?
I was having pains from my left breast for about 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
Was there a lump?
Yes, I used to feel it.
Is it gone tonight?
Yes, it's gone.
Doctor, have you checked it?
Yes, I've checked.
You examined her?
I examined her and there was no lump.
This is a medical doctor. She came all the way from Memphis, United States, to come and explain miracles.
Hallelujah.
And you check her breast and there's no...
Evangelist, I checked her breast. There is no lump.
No lump. Give the Lord a mighty... A lump in the breast has disappeared. Wow. There is power here tonight in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this old lady was experiencing numbness from the waist down for 5 years.
Doctor.
Numbness. From here.
What is this? She was experiencing numbness. Ask her.
Okay.
Is it gone? Are you healed?
Are you healed?
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, do you understand what she's saying?
Yes, I can understand. I'm buying a man.
Amu anchi korejani, eki tambu ide tunsanzi ne sankisema.
My sickness started when I was just very young.
No, no, but what happened to her tonight? Tonight.
Baba na ukeba, yovu mwa umvualelo.
Yona umvualero.
Amen.
Kumauruko kwa shara tukifunga rashi.
Wepi kwa shara?
Kumauruko kifunga rashi. Neme soma mboba mbombele kumukinge. Pano kembe na kura baburongo.
Pano amwe mwe na kumvua.
Amwe ne. Amwe. Amwe. Kembe epe ne.
She says in the west she's feeling okay. But in the legs she's feeling
all
a
right.
Bit of amnes.
Beautiful. Come this way. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist.
Wow.
Before he came here tonight, he needed this metal walking stick. I will let him show you how he used to walk. This is how he used to walk. But tonight, after the prayer, now he can walk without the walking stick.
Walk, let's see.
Hallelujah.
Wow. So many miracles in Luansha.
Yes.
Olivia, what is this?
This boy could not hear in this ear.
He was deaf.
Deaf in this ear.
Wow.
Evangelist, tonight when you block this one, he hears perfectly.
Wow. Is it true, young man?
He says he's feeling okay.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Yes. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. Strength in the name of the Lord. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady had numbness in the heel of her foot. And also her knees.
Wow.
But tonight, after the prayer, she feels no pain, no numbness. She's free. She can walk without any numbness.
No pain, no numbness. Is it gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering for wonderful Hallelujah. Miracles tonight. God bless you. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, This lady standing here for 3 years has not walked.
Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. I thank God for what he has done in my life today. I was feeling very weak starting from the neck. Somewhere
up to my worst.
I couldn't stand. I couldn't do anything. I had a problem in my stomach.
Oh.
They said I have got a tumor in my womb for 5 years. But ever since I had that problem, I used to rely on God. I knew that a day like this will come. Now, today, when I was being brought here, my husband was holding me this side. Because I was very weak.
They were holding me both
ways. I couldn't walk.
Oh. I was just being pulled.
Now after prayer. Now my stomach is light.
And
I can even jump.
This lady had a tumor of her uterus, cancer of the womb. Jesus' power has touched her tonight. Father, thank you for healing, Lord. In Jesus' name. Is this your wife?
Yes, she's my wife.
It's your wife.
She's my wife.
Jesus, thank you for healing. We curse the enemy in Jesus' name. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing. In Jesus' name right now. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. In Jesus' name. BDR, what is going on?
Evangelist, so many breast lumps are disappearing. This young lady, 13 years old, her sister is here to verify. She had a huge lump in her armpit area. Tonight.
But is the armpit part of the breast?
Yes, the breast has a part that goes into the armpit. It's called the axillary tail.
Axillary tail.
So it's not just the one we see in front. There's a part of it that goes up.
Wow.
So oyomo aichoya tadi kwete chafim bile muma apa
Tonight it has disappeared. There's no lump in her.
Did you examine her?
I examined her. There's no lump.
What,
in
was
her
it husband. There before?
Yes.
Where is the lump now?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Hallelujah.
And this is her sister?
Yes, her sister verifies that there was a huge lump there.
What was it there before?
Yes.
When you were coming, it was there.
Yes.
At you don't watch like go chachiba.
And it's just gone.
No match for.
How did you know it was there? It's your sister.
The lump was so big in her breast, and the breast was so big than the other. But when the man of God prayed for her, the lump has gone small.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Her breast was so big, this one, because of the lump.
It was bigger than this
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now it's gone and you've examined.
It's normal. I'm examined. Normal. Yes, it's normal.
Give the Lord Jesus a mighty clap offering. Manager on stage. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Devi Lumbana,
Olivia, tell me.
Evangelists, mighty miracles are happening here.
Wow.
This boy was completely blind. Yes, for 12 years. He has the mother, this is the grandmother. This is how he walks in the house. He has to.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Tonight,
evangelist, he's seeing, he's counting fingers, he's touching the what he's seeing completely.
This is the grandmother.
Mama, what was wrong with your boy? It started when he was small.
Bump himself into things because he couldn't see. So finish your chitikelo machisa kuno.
Can you see?
Nombale mona fe kuino kuino.
Sare mona.
Tawale mona. Nombale mona fe kuino kuino.
Eh.
Okay. He says he's able to see very well.
Can you see? Look at me.
Atutu amana lole shop.
What am I doing?
Bale station. Chita if you bale chita. Finish ule mona bale station. Hallelujah.
Wow, this boy was blind.
Mama,
are you happy?
Yes.
At our stage, she's very happy.
Why?
Nish
Matemenwa. I'm
happy because he's able to see now.
He's able to see.
Says it's very good. She's very happy. Says I'm very grateful.
Wow. Are you happy, young man?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Do you go to school in English here?
Yeah, we go to school in English.
In English?
Yes. But it depends on the school.
Depends on the school. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Double, double. So many miracles. Lydia, what is going on?
She was totally deaf in her left ear, evangelist.
Totally deaf.
In her left ear. Tonight, after the prayer, she began to hear.
Is it true?
But she says for 10 years, she was unable to hear from her
left side.
10 years.
And tonight, what happened to you?
So now,
and she said when they told her to close the right ear, she was able to hear on the other side. She said, I was able to hear perfectly okay.
Are you surprised?
She's very grateful to the Almighty God.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. The deaf are hearing, the blind are seeing. The lame are walking.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Bidia and Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman had difficulty in walking.
She could not
heaviness,
walk.
Yes, in the knee.
Walk, let's see. Walk, let's see. Walk, let's see.
At Bama, Aquen Denbama. Wow.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Thank you, Lord.
So many miracles. So many miracles.
What is happening?
Another deaf ear. This time the right ear was deaf.
For
but tonight,
long?
For how many years?
3 years. So no question coffee block of loco. From 2013,
he says he had a problem with tonsils in 2013, and from that time he had a problem with his right ear. Wow. He was unable to hear. Yeah.
Tonight, what happened? Tonight.
Okay. Because
he says he's very happy because he's able to hear now.
Wow.
Yes.
You can hear now.
Yes.
Wow, give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
It's amazing. Miracles are happening.
Miracles
in Luansha. Luansha miracles.
Pain
Olivia.
In, pain in the breast for 1 year. Evangelist.
1 year.
Is disappeared.
Disappeared. Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pain in the knee.
Pain in the knee.
Yes.
Another knee healing.
Another
come on.
Knee healing.
This man from Galilee.
Oh, yes. Vidya.
6 months constant lower abdominal pain. Gone.
What happened, my dear?
When we were asked to hold our stomach and pray, I held my stomach and we started praying. After, as we were praying, I started feeling as if I was shivering.
Wow.
And then the pain just disappeared.
Disappeared.
It just...
How gone. Long has this pain been there?
For more than 6 months.
More than 6 months.
Yes.
So what is this? What is this?
It could be an infection in her womb.
Pelvic inflammatory disease.
Pelvic inflammatory disease, yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
She had strength. A tumor here.
She had a tumor?
Yes.
Is it gone?
It disappeared.
There was a tumor there?
Yes.
Is it gone? Is it gone? Is it gone? Is it gone? Is it gone?
It's gone.
Gone? Oh, Nachua. Hallelujah. It's gone.
Crowds of lines, the narrow street.
To see this man from Galilee. Thank you, Chief. So many miracles. Come on.
From Galilee.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Leading fools.
Leading fools astray.
But many need to give him praise.
To give him praise.
Oh.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thanks, Jesus, for your power.
That sees the heart of all men.
Oh.
For he knows his father's mind.
He knows his father's heart.
He speaks his father's word.
When he comes.
When he comes.
In the name of the
in
Lord.
In the name of the Lord. There is strength in
thanks.
The name of
thanks.
The Lord.
Thanks.
There is power,
power
in the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope
yes.
In the name of the Lord. Lord.
Blessed is he.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My God.
And when my plans are falling through, and when my strength is nearly gone.
When there's nothing left to do.
When there's nothing left to do.
But just depend on you.
But just depend on you.
And the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Oh, Jesus.
And as
Jesus.
You call upon your name.
My God, my God, my God.
Your strength.
Yes.
Can know the master's
yes.
plan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Extend
yes.
the master's hand.
When we
when
come,
we come
thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name of the Lord.
My God. My God, my God, my God.
And there is strength
in the name of the Lord.
There's power. In the name of the Lord.
There is hope
in the name of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
In the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. There
Gloria, Gloria.
Strength.
Strength. Strength. Jesus.
Thanks, Lord.